Let the record reflect that it's about 3 minutes after 2 p.m. on this Thursday, and I'm bringing to order the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. We do have a quorum. To my far right, Senator Kevin Meyer, and immediate right is Senator Joe Thomas, myself, Senator Joe Pascvan. We have before us today one Senate Bill 234. We were supposed to have another bill today, but the presenter is ill and so could not make it into Juneau. So as a result of that, we have a much shorter schedule today than we had initially anticipated, and we'll be hearing that mortgage lending bill this coming Tuesday. And we have a distribution that I believe everyone will have so that we can see what our schedule for next Tuesday is. Again, we have before us Senate Bill 234. Senator Meyer, would you...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Mr. Chair,
if I may interject, we are joined now by Senator Bundy. So,
Mr. Chair, if it's okay with the Chair, I'll just present the bill from here.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the Labor and Commerce Committee. And for the record, my name is Kevin Meyer, and I represent South Anchorage. And I'm here to introduce Senate Bill 234, which extends the sunset for the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, or the ABC Board, for 1 year. In August of 2009, LB&A Committee heard the audit findings, as was presented by our auditor, Pat Davison. In the opinion of the ledge audit, the ABC Board should continue to regulate the manufacture, sale, barter, and possession of alcohol beverages in Alaska in order to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. The Board has demonstrated a need for its continued existence by providing protection to the general public through the issuance and renewal and suspension of liquor licenses. Protection has also been provided through active investigation of suspected licensing violations and enforcement of state's alcoholic beverage control laws and regulations. During the review process, when this audit came before us in the legislative budget audit, there were some concerns raised about the decision to move the ABC Board from the Department of Revenue to the Department of Safety. And there were some concerns that maybe that wasn't working as was anticipated or as was expected. There was some discussion as to whether the Department of Safety is the right place, or should it be in revenue, back in revenue, should it be in commerce, or where should it be? We think a one-year extension will give us time, Mr. Chairman, to, over the interim, to review the decision and to work with the members of the industry, to work with the ABC Board, and to just see if this is the right place. But in order to do that, we'd like to just do the one-year extension instead of the longer extension, as was recommended by the auditor. To give us an opportunity, if we do want to make a change, then we could make a change next year. And if we don't, then we would just go ahead with the longer extension. That's my comments, Mr. Chairman. Right.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Before I see whether there's any questions, I want to have the record reflect that we've been joined by Senator Betty Davis, so we do have the entire committee here to hear Senate Bill 234. And given that, are there any questions that any members of the Senator Bundy?
Yeah, thank you. To Senator Meyer, understand the issue of whether they should move to the Department of Public Safety or not, but couldn't that also be addressed if we just extended their sunset date to the audit recommended? Or is this some intention to provide impetus to speed up this study?
Mr. Chairman, I may have to ask our auditor to come up so we can maybe the two of us can remember the discussion in the committee. But I think we just felt like that if a change was going to be needed or determined, that it would be better to wait until next year. I think it might be awkward to extend the board for 4 years or 5 years, whatever the recommendation was, and then at the same time, 2 years from now, say, well, we think you should be part of Commerce. So we just felt like, and, you know, that's one thought. And the second thought is, yes, if we put a timeline in this on it, then this will force us to deal with the issue and get it done.
Any follow-up?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering, then, if they've got 1 year, and if they don't come up with a decision, are we going to then not extend the sunset and phase them out? I mean, is this kind of a empty threat?
What, Mr. Chairman? Senator Bundy, no, I don't think we want to phase them out by any means. And I think that I think you can rest assured that we're going to deal with this next year, either extend it and leave it as is, or make whatever changes that we'll present to this committee next year.
It would be my intent that it not be phased out, so that...
Well, mine as well, yeah, but
so
I'm...
Anyway, possibly we would bring...
please.
Thank you for being with us today, and please state your name, affiliation, and if you can respond to Senator Bundy's questions.
Certainly. For the record, Pat Davidson, representing the Division of Legislative Audit, through the chair. Senator Bundy, based on my memory of the discussions, at the budget and audit meeting, there was conversations about the issue about the location of the ABC board, currently in public safety, used to be in revenue, was best place. I was asked whether or not the audit considered that in the audit process, and what I had to tell the committee members is no, it was not. That then the discussion was, well, it's going to be brought up during testimony, you know, maybe I need to do some more work, and I wasn't, we weren't necessarily directed to do any additional audit work, but the discussion about the extension more went to, does there have to be additional analysis, or either by whoever's requesting the bill be carried or from an audit, but formally nothing from the audit actually has been asked.
Senator Bundy? Yeah.
And the reason I ask the question is I know your shop works hard in coming up with these recommendations, and now we're going to make you do it all over again next year. And it seems as if, you know, it's a legitimate question, should they be moved, but that's a policy call, and it doesn't seem to me like that should fall into the scope of an audit. And so I'm just wondering if are any gains by limiting the extension to just a year is illusionary, but I appreciate your input.
Any Senator Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I haven't really thought too much about whether what their location means one way or the other, but is there concern that there's influence on the role of the ABC based on where they're stationed, whether they're in public safety or whether they would be in revenue, or whether they would be in some other department? Is that the concern, that it makes a difference in how they perceive what their function is, or something like that? Or
through the chair, Senator Thomas, since it really wasn't an audit issue, I don't have a very good answer for you. I would say that my recollection from attending sunset hearings in the legislative session, those issues have come up, mm-hmm. and I've heard testimony. But in terms of do we have any opinion based on any audit work, the answer would be no.
Well, I was, if I may.
Yes.
I was wondering, because I looked at your conclusions, and they didn't seem to address that issue, but you were sitting there, so mm-hmm. that question occurred to me. So I did have a question or two regarding the audit itself. So I don't know if this is the appropriate time or if we were going to continue on the aspect of what department they properly belong.
I think in part the intent was during the interim to go and to explore these issues during the interim, and that then we would be able to take up all the issues during the interim and then address it in a more global scale a year from now. And so that's generally my understanding of where we're heading at the moment.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Senator Thomas.
If I could, then, you know, just the idea, and the audit indicated that some of the same reoccurring issues over several years in the three audits that have been performed or whatever have not been addressed. And I know that's probably not your response or your response as to when they will be addressed, but have you received any information from the ABC regarding when they intend to address and resolve the remainder of the issues that you've identified over the last several audits, three audits in the last several years?
Through the chairman, Senator Thomas, one of the observations that we did make in the audit was that all the progress that has been made was made basically when the new executive director came on board. So when we look back to try to give a perspective of how long these things have been a problem, that's why we identify how long they've been outstanding. But we also made note that the improvements that have taken place have all taken place since the new executive director came on board. In the agency's response to the audit, they do identify the actions that they're taking. They don't give time frames per se, but maybe one of the, either the representative from the board or maybe the executive director could answer that question.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And I do note that you did give them credit for at least since the new guy's been in place, they made progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is somebody from the ABC board to testify here tonight.
Yes, there's surely Gifford is here, and after we were done.
Maybe the question that I have might be better addressed once they come up, but what I was going to ask, and I kind of agree with the statement that was made by Senator Bundy, saying that's a policy call where if it's going to be in revenue or public, wherever it's going to be, which one of these departments, we decide that. Would that be an issue that would be worked on by our committee? Would we be the one to bring that back? It has nothing to do with an audit. You wouldn't. I don't see why an audit would have to be done all over again. Mm-hmm. She's got an audit. There's nothing in there to keep us from doing this. It's a policy call on our part. So why would we have to hold them up? You know, extend them. If those other things are being worked on and you don't have the problem, you recommended that it be until when?
We recommended a four-year extension, 2014.
And maybe we need to hear from some other folks, but it seemed like we could address that by saying it's going to be taken care of on the legislative side and not through an audit, waiting for an audit for you to tell us if we should move or not.
Thank you, Ms. Davidson. I would, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Senator Meyer.
But before Ms. Davidson leaves, your audit, Ms. Davidson, your audit recommendations will still be in place, even though we're only extending for 1 year versus 4 years. Is that correct?
To the chair, Senator Meyer, yes. And the other issue that was raised at the Budget and Audit Committee when they were discussing what our recommendation was, the question was asked, well, do we go through and we do another audit? And there seemed to be a committee consensus that really, in terms of audit work, they'd probably just want us to update the status of the recommendations rather than going through the full audit process.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, okay. That's my understanding too. As chairman of the LBNA committee, was that we don't want another audit done.
Okay.
Ms. Davidson did a very thorough job. We just want some time to see if we want to make a policy change at the same time that we extend the board. So the board will not sunset. It'll be extended for 1 year instead of 4 years. And then, as I said, the next year when we come back. We're gonna make a recommendation saying that yes, it should stay where it's at and go ahead and extend it 4 years, or no, let's go ahead and move them back to revenue, but extend them for 4 years. So all we're trying to do now is just buy a little time by extending for 1 year instead of the 4 years as was recommended.
Is that explanation?
I'm done. Yes, this way.
Thank you, Ms. Davidson. And we do have Shirley Gifford here from the ABC Board, and I understand she's here to answer questions if necessary. So while you've signed up, we should probably hear from you. So please state your name and affiliation. And
Shirley Gifford, and I'm the Executive Director for the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
All right. Are there any questions that anyone would have?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Bundy.
Yeah, the same general question. Do you see any merit in extending the sunset for only 1 year? I mean, we're obviously going to keep the ABC Board. That it's an empty threat. Is it pushing you, or is it seem to be pushing the legislature to make this decision about where you should reside? And if you have an opinion about where the department should reside, would you share it with us?
Through the chair, thank you, Senator Bundy. I don't feel pushed. I felt very pushed by the legislative audit, obviously, because they found things that were wrong, and they were things that needed to be fixed, and they needed to be fixed in three different audits. And so we worked very diligently within my agency to get those recommendations fixed. So the two major ones was to get a law enforcement plan, something that was quantifiable, measurable. We have an enforcement plan. We have a 10-year strategic plan, and we have fulfilled the recommendations of number two, which was to have a written policies and procedures manual, and that has been written and approved by the board of directors for the ABC board. So we fulfilled the major portions. There are small things we need to do, things that don't take a great deal of time, but in trying to run the agency from day to day, you know, they have a tendency to get put on the back burner because you have bigger fires. But things like the desk manual for the administrative assistant, it's about three quarters done, and it just takes some dedicated time to say, okay, we're finishing it today. But there are no assignments here that were pointed out in the legislative audit that we cannot fulfill, and I think we can fulfill them in fairly short order. So my opinion about where the ABC board resides is it's working really well in the Department of Public Safety, and we have good relationships there. Part of the enforcement effort is to depend on state and local law enforcement to help us out. We have five investigators for the entire state of Alaska. We have 1,800 licensees. We certainly cannot do that alone. And we partner with the state troopers. We have good relationships with the local police departments. It just works in I've not worked under the Department of Revenue. If you'd asked the previous director who worked under the Department of Revenue and now works under the Department of Public Safety, you might have a more broader view of which works best. But as far as I'm concerned, it works really well in the Department of Public Safety.
Follow up, please.
Yes.
Yeah. And we know that ABC is going to continue, but you have a sunset date in a year now, and sometimes with agencies, when you have to deal with a sunset date, it generates some work. You pointed out that you have plenty to do, and you're not able to address some of the smaller back burner issues from as quickly as you'd like. Having a 1 year sunset date add to your workload or not?
In light of the fact that we wouldn't necessarily have another legislative audit, and these are really nice people. We enjoyed having them around, and they were very, very nice. So I have no complaints with any of the auditors who resided with us for 3 or 4 months. It does take time. There is no doubt about that. But now I understand that an audit isn't necessarily the thing that would be done, but just that we would... I don't know what we would do in 1 year.
You're not sure whether it adds to your workload or not, having...
Maybe speed it up just a little bit, but there are things that we need to get done anyway, so just...
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no further questions...
Mr. Chairman, even if we had it at 2011, they would be extended another year to shut down, wouldn't they? It wouldn't just shut down within that 1 year.
There's always a sunset year.
Sunset, yeah.
Fade-out year.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here physically present that would like to testify? Is there anyone online that's off-site? No one? So we will close public testimony. It is my preference that this bill move. If it's the will of this committee, I would entertain a motion. Or is there any discussion first?
Could I just ask the question before you call for it? I have no problem with it being moved, but I just want to know, who is it that came up to say that they think it need to move from one place to another? Who's idea and who came up with that?
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Davis. This was brought up during the LBNA committee this summer.
Oh, yeah.
When the actual audit was before us. And again, the LBNA committee has no problems with the audit at all, but it was at that point in time we were some of the members were thinking, well, gosh, you know, is public safety the right place for the ABC board to fall under? And I think there's some correspondence in here that there are some concerns where it's currently located, and I think that there could be a lot more public testimony on this if we were going to extend it for 4 years and keep it where it is. But I think at the LBNA committee meeting, we made a commitment to try to get to both sides and get opinions of both sides, and then when we come before you again next year to extend it, then we'll have more information to present as far as whether we want to keep it where it's at or locate it somewhere else.
Okay.
So we're just buying a little time here.
Okay.
Before I call for any motion, I believe I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate Shirley Gifford for the positive improvements that have been brought to the ABC board, and I think that the audit has highlighted that the improvements have come since you've been there, so I think it needs to be officially stated on the record. Congratulations to you for that. And from what we've heard today, is that that progress is continuing. So I want that on the record. So I think it's appropriate. So, given that, entertaining a motion.
Chairman, I move Senate Bill number 234, version /A, to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object. May I speak to my objection?
Yes.
It's perhaps a personal foible of mine, but I have a high level of, or maybe a very low tolerance of busy work. And it appears to me that just extending 1 year isn't going to force ABC board to do anything. It's an attempt to kind of force the legislature to do something, and the legislature should just get up off its haunches and address this question. And we should really just extend them 4 years, not make more bureaucratic paperwork for them. But if we're going to do something, let's do it. But let's not make life more difficult for one of our agencies that we're not going to eliminate. And so the one-year extension, to me, is an empty threat. The legislature just needs to take its role more seriously. So I will be objecting, not because I don't want the ABC board to continue, but because the one-year extension.
Any further discussion on the objection? Is the objection being maintained then?
Yes.
Okay. I would call a roll.
Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Bundy?
No.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Thomas?
Yes.
Senator Passman?
Yes.
48, one nay.
With that, Senate Bill 234 /A has moved from Labor and Commerce to the next committee, and Senate Labor and Commerce is adjourned.